This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Well, that was fun. Welcome. Hour one on this Friday. We'll dissect what happened last night, look ahead to the matchups this weekend, and of course, Jets-Bills Monday night. Gang's all here. Fritzy's still at home, joining us via Zoom. It's a Meat Friday. Still waiting for the menu, because Chad is in town. Normally, when Tyler is cooking, he sends me the menu. I'm not quite sure what we're having for our Meat Friday, but I do know.
No, not yet.
Oh. The Traegerhood, the unveiling of the new and improved Traegerhood, is going to be spectacular.
Move that bus. Yeah. Move that bus. Is that the?
It's kind of like that.
Yeah, it feels like that.
Kind of like that. But we'll show you what we did with the Traegerhood, and Chad from Traeger will be here a little bit later on Meat Friday. Also, Music Friday. Marvin, what's the music we're going with? What's the theme?
You know what? Shout out to the Lions. It's Artists from Detroit.
Okay. A lot to choose from there.
Yep.
If Detroit had lost last night.
Ooh. Kansas City artists. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We'd be playing a lot of Melissa Etheridge there, big Kansas City Chiefs
Come
fan.
To my window.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Once again, it's a new and improved Todd Fritz, the stint boy. The stint is out, and he's feeling better, but still at home today, and we'll miss out on Meat Friday.
I will, but it's a lovely thing to be able to not be in that kidney pain.
Thank you, Todd.
You're
all right, Traeger Grills, wood-fired flavor, and Flat Rock, Flat Top Grill. I went to dinner with Chad last night, and he meets some guy who says, hey, I'm thinking about getting a Traeger Grill. Chad goes, you let me know. I'll help you out. I'll hook you up. And the guy goes, awesome. Chad goes, hold on. Let me go out to my car. I'm going to give you my card. Came back in, gave the guy his card, and going to hook the guy up with a Traeger Grill. Yeah, Paul.
We've all gone out to dinner with Chad. He's a master griller. You ever feel kind of like you're being judged when you order with him? Like if you don't order the right thing, if you order like an appetizer, you know, he's like, oh, you're getting that? I'm like, oh, that doesn't go with that. He goes, eh, go do it. What do you want to do?
Nah.
I feel that way.
He didn't judge. He didn't say anything. I ate more than he did.
Oh, well, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, up to 20% off select grills for military members, Traeger.com. Up to 15% off select accessories for military members at Traeger.com. Start shopping or grilling at Traeger.com. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that forthcoming. Mike Tirico suggested maybe an asterisk by the win by the Lions last night. They win the season opener for the first time since 2018 when they beat the Colts. They went 0-4-1 from 2019 through 2022. The Chiefs starting out 0-1 for the first time since 2014. which is...
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Woo! 2014, the last time the Chiefs missed the playoffs when they lost their season opener. Overreaction, we more all in on the Lions, or we have more question marks with the Kansas City Chiefs? Chiefs still without Travis Kelce and Chris Jones, they'll be fine. Are they going to be formidable? Should be. It's one game. And I think we were waiting to see if the Lions were up to the challenge. The Lions, that's a game the Lions would not win last year. Although late in the season, they were wonderful. If you go back to November 1st of last year, the only teams that had a better regular season record than the Lions are the Niners and the Bengals. The Lions are 9-2 since last November. The Niners are 9-0. The Bengals are 8-0. By the way, the new highest paid player in the NFL is Joe Burrow, as that news broke last night. Chris Jones still on the outside looking in and probably looking at that Nick Bosa contract saying, can you give me some scraps here, Kansas City? All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show, and Operator Tyler standing by. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you.
Good morning.
Hi, and our radio affiliates around the country. Patrick Mahomes said the loss is actually going to be good for some of the younger players.
It'll be good for the young guys to know that we're not going to just kind of walk in and win the game. You're going to have to play. You're going to play good football. We're going to play every team's best shot. I've preached it to them all preseason, but they know now. And we're going to go to Jacksonville next week. And that's going to be a good football team. So hopefully, guys learn from it, get better, and this one loss isn't turning into two.
That'll be an interesting matchup next week against Jacksonville, because they're not your dad's Jacksonville Jaguars. They are good. Formidable. Andy Reid talked about, even though they didn't have Travis Kelce, no excuses.
It just wasn't feeling right, so I wasn't going to put him out there with that, and he was honest with me. We talked, and so just not enough time there.
How big a factor do you think that was in the offense?
Yeah, I wouldn't, no excuses at all. I mean, we've got guys that can play. We're right there to take care of business.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Detroit beat Kansas City. Kansas City did a pretty good job of beating Kansas City last night. Dan Campbell, the Lions head coach, on what did he learn about his team last night?
I didn't learn anything. I got verification on what I already knew. And this is a resilient team. It already was a resilient team, and we added pieces to that resilient team. So we're built to handle some stuff, and we did that today against a very good opponent.
Absolutely. Take a victory lap. Okay, you weren't fully assembled. Oh, okay, there's an asterisk by this. Did anybody say that the Eagles win over the Niners in the NFC title game last year deserved an asterisk? Oh, I didn't think so. They were down to Christian McCaffrey playing quarterback. You play who's in front of you. Injuries happen. And you had a holdout and an injury. You're playing at home, and Detroit is a good team. They play well. They know what their strengths and weaknesses are. And you saw that last night. They're going to run the football. You don't have Chris Jones. You don't have a playmaker with Travis Kelce in there. And all of a sudden, Patrick Mahomes, he can be the greatest quarterback of all time one day. But you got to have weapons. And he didn't have it. Kadarius Toney dropping the ball. A few times, and could it have changed? Yes, absolutely. But you had a pick six, and yes, I did mention yesterday that Patrick Mahomes has never thrown an interception on opening day, opening night, and of course, he threw an interception and a pick six, to which Todd pointed out to me, text me, you jinxed him. I go, no, my job is to just bring out facts. That's all, Todd. I wasn't trying to jinx Patrick Mahomes. Yes, he's
not the only person. I actually got messages from people saying, well, DP's jinx is alive and well.
Sorry about that, Kansas City.
Yeah. People took notice, Dan.
Yeah, they did. They did. Yeah. I'm just curious. That's all. My job is to be curious. What's the poll question we're going to go with today, Seton O'Connor? By the way, Tony Gonzalez, the Hall of Famer, will join us, former Kansas City Chiefs. tight end. Rex Ryan will stop by, and Chris Fowler from the Mothership will join us as well. What do we have, Seton?
Well, we're putting up there, last night we learned more about the Chiefs or the Lions.
Okay.
It's a good question.
I think we learned more about the Lions last night. Go on the road. They're going to unveil their championship banner. I wanted to see that offensive. They have a really good offensive line. And you know, you kind of look at the team and you go, I don't know. Are they that good? But it feels like it's a great team. Maybe not great talent that stands out where you go, oh, my God, you got to keep an eye on that guy. But Jahmyr Gibbs has the home run threat. Hutchinson is a really good defensive lineman. Jared Goff is coming off a very good year. We probably, you know, look at him as a Kirk Cousins kind of quarterback, but just don't make mistakes. That's it. And you got a head coach that they truly want to play for, that they believe in. And you go on the road. This is a game they would have lost last year. So I learned more about the Lions last night. Kansas City without Chris Jones, Travis Kelce. All right, I'm waiting to see if some of these younger players are able to step up. They didn't. Do I expect them to be one of the best teams? I'm sure Vegas, DraftKings still has them as the odds-on favorite as the team to beat. Started the season, the Lions were around plus 2,200 to win the Super Bowl. Now plus 1,700. Those are the eighth best odds. They're right behind the Jets at plus 1,600. So they're going to be a formidable team, certainly in that division, and they did what they needed to do last night. There's no asterisk attached to this. They won. They won. That's bottom line. What else do we have, Seton O'Connor?
Todd's actually got a couple of phone ones, too. Maybe a little overreaction.
Oh, okay.
Poll question.
From the overreactor himself.
Which mock headline is more of an overreaction? Lions, new kings of NFL jungle? Yep, Chiefs kingdom has finally collapsed.
I don't think the Chiefs kingdom has collapsed.
Maybe.
No.
No.
Which statement is least true? The Chiefs are hopelessly average without Travis Kelce. Patrick Mahomes is overdue for a bad season, and here it comes. The Lions just proved worthy of being NFC North champs and beyond. Dan Campbell's just as good a coach as Andy Reid. Special guest Chris Jones at the stadium was secretly rooting against Kansas City. Which statement is least true of those five?
I couldn't even keep track of all of that.
If I'm not a fan of the Chiefs or Lions, I'm thrilled Detroit beat KC. Or I'm disappointed Patrick Mahomes' receivers did not step up in key situations.
Yeah, boy.
I know Chris Jones is a great player. He's one of my favorite players in the league. But I'll bet you he and his agent had a nice smirk that the team lost last night.
No doubt.
With him there. It was clear. You know, their defense didn't play awful. They got some good backups that fill in for him, but they're not Chris Jones.
And then they gave up a touchdown run right up the middle where Chris Jones would have been. And Chris Jones, he's a great player. He's even greater in the fourth quarter. But give credit to the Lions doing what they needed to do. We thought it was going to be a close game. The fact that the NFL put Detroit in there, they thought it was going to be a good game. And Kansas City certainly helped out with some mistakes there. Didn't look good at all. I'm still baffled that they had a tackle who wasn't even on the line of scrimmage. And nobody called that. And Terry McCauley, who's the rules official, is saying, this is embarrassing. Juwan Taylor was backed up. You know, he was a couple of steps off the line of scrimmage because he knew he needed help against Hutchinson. And they allowed it. And he even moved sometimes. And they didn't call that either. Like, I don't know how the head of officials for the NFL doesn't call the head of officials at that game at halftime and say, guys, what are you doing? I mean, we're getting killed here. And they didn't call that. Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, Juwan Taylor, if you look at the rule, and Terry McCauley said it, the tackles and guards can be back from the center, but like their helmets have to line up with like the hips of the center. This guy was clearly behind him, like a body length behind him, and it was going on the whole game. And, you know, they talked about it. People on social media were going crazy because that's an illegal formation penalty, probably 35 of them. He was also jumping off sides, like false starting. Probably about seven false starts because he's doing that Lane Johnson thing from the Eagles where he gets the snap count and is simultaneous. He was clearly ahead of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the NFL was doing with that. I don't know if you're Dan Campbell, can you complain? Did he complain? I don't know. But we'll talk to Rex Ryan about that coming up a little bit later on. Any other poll questions that we may consider today?
No, those are the ones we're going with today.
That's
no
it.
Other new poll questions.
That's it.
That's it.
That's
just
it.
Those.
Okay.
Those
All
are
right.
the only ones,
Okay.
Dan.
All right. Make sure you go to danpatrick.com. A lot of great things there. T-shirts on sale. Penny's Bang Biscuits. The regular and yogurt-dipped mini bones. All in stock at danpatrick.com. Plus 20% of all the Bang Biscuit sales given back to handpicked partners in the pet industry. Go to danpatrick.com for that. All right. Tony Gonzalez will join us coming up. We'll get to phone calls as well. We're back after this Friday edition, Dan Patrick Show. Sleep number. How did you sleep last night? Because every great day starts the night before. You can hear in my voice, that guy's got energy. He must have had a great night's sleep. And I did. My sleep number setting is 75. You have a bed that is perfect for couples because you can adjust the ideal firmness on each side. So it's two beds in one. You're not going to be complaining about that. Ask about a sleep number and also Sleep IQ technology, sleep quality. Smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep even better. Also, they have the temperature balancing sleep number smart beds. They're awesome. And really, you don't need an air conditioner or a fan because you have this. It'll keep you cool or warm depending on the time of year. All right, sleep number and sleep at the next level. Unlock your unique potential with a smart bed that can perform as well as you. Biggest sale of the year right now. Save 50% on Sleep Number limited edition smart beds, plus special financing for a limited time. Sleep Number stores, sleepnumber.com/Patrick. See store for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Chad from Traeger, who's in, we are unveiling the Traeger hood, the new and improved Traeger hood out there. So we have Juicy Lucy burgers today. We have beer brats. We have chili. We got meatball sliders. We have a Traeger Frito pie.
I've been fasting.
What are these Micheladas, Seton? Are you aware of the Micheladas? Is that a drinking a drink there?
That is a drink, yeah.
A drink.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, bourbon bread. It's monkey bread, but there's some bourbon.
Oh, monkey bread's great.
Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Boundlessly capable, all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle all-electric, feeling all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV. 14-time Pro Bowler and Amazon Prime Video analyst, Thursday Night Football, Tony Gonzalez, back on the program. Tony, thanks for joining us. Let me ask you, what did you learn more about the Lions last night or the Chiefs last night?
What I learned more about. You know what? Going into the game, I actually had the Lions winning because no Travis Kelce, first-team All-Pro, no Chris Jones, first-team All-Pro, two of the best in the business. You don't have your dogs. It's hard to win, and the Lions are a good football team.
Mm-hmm.
What did I learn more about? I would probably say the Lions, though. Dan Campbell. If you don't like Dan Campbell, there's something wrong with you. The way this guy coaches, his energy, he's got those guys out there playing. I love the second half adjustments that they made. The Lions are good. They're a playoff football team. I anticipate them winning that division. Aiden Hutchinson coming on. He's not T.J. Watt yet. He's not Nick Bosa yet, but he's on his way. There's a lot of good things that you saw in that Lions football team last night.
How would you feel if you're Patrick Mahomes today?
Well, knowing Patrick and what I see in the, you know, that documentary quarterback, the type of person he is, he's going to be positive. He's going to go in there and tell those guys, look, you need to catch the football. I mean, he was throwing some good footballs last night. Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, don't want to get on those guys because Lord knows I have my fair share of drops when I played. But those guys need to go out there and get that confidence back because catching the football is just confidence. And look, it was a main game. It was Thursday night, opening day of the season. I think these guys were just a little nervous to be on that big stage. They can play football. But Patrick, I'm sure he's like, hey, Travis, how's that knee feeling, buddy? I need you back. Because they needed him last night. I think if they had Travis, they'd win that football game.
What do you say to Kadarius Toney if you're his teammate?
If I'm his teammate, because remember, I don't know if you guys remember, but my second year in the league, I led the NFL in drop passes. It was the first year starting. I didn't start my rookie year. The second year I was the starter. It's different when you're the guy, when everybody's counting on you. The nerves are there. And the corrections that I made and what I would tell Kadarius and Sky is you need to stay out and come before practice. Catch you 150 balls before practice. During practice, when the defense is going, catch some more balls. Put your chin strap on. Put your mouthpiece in. Get game situation. Catch footballs. After practice is over, everybody goes in. You need to stay your butt out there and catch some more footballs. Catching is just like a free throw, a jump shot. You just, the more you do it, the better you're going to be. And I think right now they probably went in there a little overconfident, a little overprepared. The NFL will humble you in a second, just like they are right now. And hopefully they get it together because we need those guys down the stretch. There is nobody coming in here anymore. Those are the guys. Kadarius Toney is going to have to be that guy next to Travis Kelce. And we're going to need him down the stretch if we're going to get back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I thought the big question with him was going to be, can he stay healthy, not can he catch a football? But last night, I mean, that's inexcusable. We're talking to Tony Gonzalez. Explain to me what Kelce does differently than, say, you do or what Gronk did. Or, you know, you're a Hall of Famer. Gronk's a Hall of Famer. Kelce seems to be doing something that nobody else has done.
Yeah, well, you know, what he does, I love how he's got such a great feel. I mean, he can find those zones. He can, and him and Patrick, that's special. It's like that Gronk Brady special connection that these guys have with each other, where they can read each other and know what each other's thinking before they sometimes they even know. Like Patrick knows what Travis is going to do maybe before he even knows that. And when you have that, that's rare. That is so rare. And the way Travis, when he gets the ball in his hands, after he gets the ball in his hands, I think I don't know if there's anybody better in NFL history that I've at the tight end position of getting upfield, making people miss. He's like Gumby out there, the way he makes people miss and gets up there. It's not a big physical type run you over, Jeremy Shockey, Gronk type thing. It's just a zigging and zagging and getting through traffic and making plays after he gets the ball in his hands. I love him for it. And this is why, you know, this is the guy. They're doing great things. Patrick Mahomes, when you have two Hall of Famers playing together like that, two first team Hall of Famers, you're gonna create magic. And I hope, I think next week when Travis gets back, you're gonna see a 10 catch performance, over 100 yards. This is why those guys are unstoppable. You can't, and then Andy Reid calling the plays, you just can't stop them. It's an unbelievable combination.
Give me the surprise team to keep an eye out on.
Oh, surprise team. I'm going to go. I would say Baltimore, but I don't think that's a surprise. But I think Baltimore is going to be a whole lot better than what everybody thinks. But the Pittsburgh Steelers, Hall of Fame type coach, Mike Tomlin, great coach. I think Kenny Pickett with George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, and we have them twice this year on Thursday Night Football, so we get to see them up close and personal. Freiermuth, the tight end, had 63 catches last year. Najee Harris in the backfield. Defensively, TJ Watt, Highsmith, had 14 and a half sacks. And, like, I don't know why people aren't talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers a lot more than what they are. They're a dark horse team. Do not be surprised if they make a playoff run and a deep playoff run. But obviously it's Kenny Pickett and what he did last year in the second half of the season, and he's only going to get better. I think they're poised to go out there and do some damage in this league this year.
You're not wearing sleeves today. You're sending a message today. You got a tank top on. You got the guns. Okay.
Okay.
You didn't have tats when you played, did you?
I did not. I got these after I played.
And what's the message behind your tats? That you're only you're trying to sleeve one arm here?
That's it. I've had my whole back done when I was playing. But I got these, you know, this is gratitude. This is, you know, it's a tiger. I've always been a big fan of tigers, a hawk for independence. And then the tree, you know, the tree, the tree of life. You gotta have roots that reach to hell, and the tree that reaches the heaven. So it's a duality of life. You know, this deep meaning stuff. You got tats, Dan?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Thug life across my chest.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but that's really about me and my wife. But, yeah, you know, just a couple, you know, some father stuff. You know, nothing too deep, nothing, you know, no trees or anything like that, or no tigers or anything, but just a couple of them, just little reminders there. You know, the one on the back, how long did that take you to do?
It took a whole off season. It was probably around 40 hours of work. It was very painful. I did that when I think I was 28 years old.
God. Yeah.
So it was time to get some new ones.
We're talking to Tony Gonzalez. He'll be on Thursday night with Amazon Prime, 14-time Pro Bowl. Looking back, you didn't wear gloves as a rookie. When did you change to wear gloves, and how much of a difference was that for you?
I think later that rookie year when we played in December in Kansas City and the temperature was 5 degrees, and I couldn't feel my hands. That's when I put on gloves. And then I was like, I like these things. You know, the gloves were different back then. I didn't like them originally because I felt like, you know, the ball would slip out of them. But you see these gloves now, you know, it used to be illegal. You couldn't spray that tack stuff. I remember seeing that stuff in the 70s and 80s. Those gloves are incredible. You see these one-handed catches, not taking away anything from some of these receivers. But you put on some of those gloves, Dan, you might be able to go out there and catch some footballs.
Well, I asked Jerry Rice about, you know, because Rice, I said, you know, are they that much of an advantage? I mean, I don't know if Jerry wore gloves early in his career, but he did wear gloves, I think, later. How much of an advantage? Is it performance enhancing wearing those gloves?
Absolutely. Catching those gloves that they have, the sticky, what I don't even know what the material is called, but that ball just sticks sometimes. to it. So for sure. If you're a receiver not wearing gloves, I think you're just being dumb. Put some gloves on.
Who's the best tight end of all time?
Now you want the confident answer or you want the political answer? Which one?
I want the real answer.
I love that. Well, I think confidently speaking, I'm gonna always think me, because that's what you gotta have. Now, if you want to go politically, I think you can make a case for a couple guys. I think Gronk, I think Travis Kelce, I think us three are up in that conversation right now. And I think if Kittle could get back, because what Kittle does is he's a hell of a blocker as well. I don't want to lose the traditional tight end. A lot of these tight ends coming in, they don't block anymore. Maybe because they don't have to, and that's fine. Just like, you know, stuff happens. The league evolves. You don't like running backs anymore, it seems. But tight ends used to block a lot. And those throwback guys, I'm a big fan of, because that's what I had to do. I had to block a lot. I blocked power. My hand was in the dirt. I had to evolve that position to, okay, can I please go in the slot? Can you put me out there as a wide receiver? And thank God I had offensive coordinators that would do it. And now you see everybody doing it. But nobody did that before.
Who was the best basketball player you played against in college?
I think Tim Thomas was really good. I actually played against him. He was at Villanova. Who else? Jerry Stackhouse. The O'Bannon brothers were really good. I remember Charles and Ed O'Bannon. Those guys were really good. Those guys right there.
But at what point did you realize I can't play basketball at the next level?
I don't know if I ever realized that. I tried out for the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
I played a lot of basketball. A lot of people don't know this, but I played a lot of basketball during the offseason. That was kind of my offseason work. And when I say play basketball, I'm not talking at your rec center at the YMC. I'm saying I played in NBA leagues. I played in the Drew League out in L.A. So I guess from that standpoint, I played against, you know, I played with Klay Thompson on his team. I played against Bo Outlaw. I played with Magic Johnson who was on my team. Anyway, I played in the summer. I tried out for the Miami Heat when Pat Riley was the coach. Eric Spoelstra was on that staff.
Yeah.
Stan Van Gundy was on that staff. There was 20 of us that tried out. They only kept 12 of us. I made the team. I toured with the team during the summer out in Miami. I played with Caron Butler, Rasul Butler, Mike James. It was fun. So I know I could have played in the NBA. It's just I would have averaged, you know, 3 points and maybe 5 rebounds, but I probably wouldn't have started for sure. I think I made the right choice.
Yeah, but you still could have made a ton of money, even getting, you know, 3 points a game in the NBA with the way they pay players.
I always think about it. I probably would have made more money.
Yes.
Because tight ends, as you know, we are underpaid. And Travis Kelce, by the way, we talk about Chris Jones holding out. Travis Kelce might want to start holding out. He only makes $14 million, which is a lot of money. But comparatively speaking, to 1,200 yards and 13 touchdowns and 110 catches, my man is underpaid.
Yeah, we were joking that maybe he should just hold out too with Chris Jones, just to say. I mean, what would you pay him? Could you pay him like $20 million? Is he worth more than that?
Yeah, he's worth more than that. All tight ends. I went through this when I was playing. It's like, hey, wait a second. I had 102 catches last year, over 1,000 yards. I'm first team all pro. And they're like, and the general manager at the time, Carl Peterson, said, tell him, put his hands behind his head. He's like, hey, that's your tight end. I'm going to pay you like a tight end. It's just a slot. I have banter with Travis. Travis is my guy. I love him. I'm always like, man, $14 million, when you got look around the league at what some of these other receivers are making, it's not even close. He is not underpaid by a million or two. We're talking $5, $6, $7, $10 million underpaid. This guy is worth $25 million a year. He is a baller and essential to that offense. But, you know,
it's the position. Yeah. Hey, great to talk to you. Have fun on Thursday night. Always fun to catch up with you. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dan. Appreciate it.
Tony Gonzalez, 14-time Pro Bowler and Hall of Famer. Amazon Prime Video, Thursday Night Football analyst. A couple of phone calls in here. Oh, look who came out of the woodwork. It's Jeff in Detroit. Hey, Jeff.
What up, though? One time for chat, bro. Two times for my back room bros. First of all, let me start off by saying I really do miss you guys. The trip to Dublin was dope. Ty talking about his medical situation or situations. But is it too early for me to give you my best and worst of the weekend?
Go ahead.
The Detroit Lions winning. Jared Goff, 359 passes without an INT. Him being undefeated against Patrick Mahomes. And like you said, in the past, that defense did what they had to do when they had to do it. How many times does Pat Mahomes get that first down, they kick a field goal, end up winning? But not last night. This ain't the same old Lions, Dan. My worst is going to be, like you said, number 74 jumping across the line and doing exactly what he did all night. And my thing is this. I would have that whole crew sit in a room, go over the game again, write down how many penalties you guys didn't catch or how many penalties did you guys see and tally it up, because that's the only way you're going to get them better is if you have.
Well, they're going to do that. They're going to do that, Jeff. They do that after every game. They grade the officials. But I just can't imagine that the home office is going to look at that officiating crew and go, yeah, guys did a pretty good job last night. It was egregious. When Terry McCauley is there and a former official, well-respected official working for NBC, is calling out these officials, that it was embarrassing. Everybody on Twitter, not that that's, you know, the chorus that you should always listen to, but he's saying this in real time, that this is embarrassing, what's going on there. Buddha in San Francisco. Hi, Buddha.
Nobody. Hey, DP, real quick, I got to watch your back. The drink for the Traeger Hood today is pronounced Micheladas. Micheladas.
Okay.
But, yeah, shout out to Jeff in Detroit. Happy for him. Big win for the Lions on the national stage there. And, Dan, I got to drop a bloop for Paulie, Fritzy, and Marvin with their tomorrow's headlines today takes yesterday. All on point. And all I got to say, Dan, about Kadarius Toney and his play last night, not good.
Thank you, Buddha. Let's take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, and you should be, we're going to unveil the Traeger Hood. I'm going to go out there and give you a little tour. Chad is busy cooking up Meat Friday here on loan from Traeger. We'll also have our play of the day coming up next. King's Hawaiian. I was walking by the kitchen yesterday, and I saw the King's Hawaiian buns. Ready to go for today, Meat Friday. Shareable King's Hawaiian Slider Sunday, the perfect weekly mealtime ritual. Enjoy football, family, and friends. Now, you don't have to wait till Sunday. We like to do it on Friday. King's Hawaiian makes fall Sundays even better by making them a Slider Sunday. Also, if you need some game day recipe inspiration, kingshawaiian.com. How about the big game sliders? It's simple. Ground beef, a big thick cut of bacon, cheddar cheese, grilled onion, spicy mayo, sriracha blend with smashed avocado. You got it. All the King's Hawaiian slider buns are ready to go for kickoff. You can share the great food with fun. You can share the great food with friends and family. Make every Sunday a Slider Sunday during the football season. The fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls, and of course, enjoy.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude. The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's gonna play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Mahomes out of the gun. He's got it, wants to throw. Mahomes back, throws. It is incomplete. Yes. Picked off by the Lions. Brian Branch with it left side. He's gone, baby. He's going to the house. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Deflected in the air. Branch ran under it, and he took it all the way back. The Lions are an extra point away from tying this game.
Courtesy of the Lions Radio Network. Once again, featuring Detroit music today. Brian Branch, pick six. Mahomes had thrown just one pick six in his last 3,137 pass attempts, including the postseason. Micah Hyde had a pick six against him. That was week five of 2021. That is your play of the day. Play of the day is brought to you by the great folks at Kings Hawaiian. Slider Sunday, ready to go. Family, football, and Kings Hawaiian. Can't go wrong. Slider Sunday. Recipe inspirations at kingshawaiian.com. Poll results there, Seton. And then we have a new game to play.
Yeah, Dan, we got up there right now. Last night we learned more about the Chiefs or the Lions. Mm-hmm. 71% of the audience say the Lions right now.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with that. I learned that the Chiefs need Chris Jones and Travis Kelce. That's what I learned. And I learned that these younger players aren't ready for prime time, at least not yet. Paul, you got a new game, Paulie? What's it called?
I've been thinking about this, and I'm trying not to overreact, be one of those week one overreact guys.
Always overreact.
This game is called Too Harsh or I'm With You. I want to say something, and you guys tell me if I'm being too harsh.
Okay.
If I were Andy Reid, I would cut Kadarius Toney. Now, here's why.
Dang.
I think I've been watching this guy since college. I'm like everybody else.
So you're going to cut him last time?
Yeah, cut him.
Okay.
I think he is a negative on this team. He's not a positive. I've been watching him since college. A lot of promise, a lot of injuries,
mm-hmm.
a lot of drop passes.
Mm-hmm.
I think he does, over the course of the season, will do more to hold his team back than to help him. He hasn't really proved anybody wrong.
Right.
Bring in a nice, solid receiver. I know it won't be explosive and beautiful as he can be. Work in Rashee Rice, the rookie out of SMU, who's going to take his job in about 2 seconds anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they should absolutely cut him because he is not reliable.
Absolutely cut him.
Health-wise and on the field.
Well, health-wise, that was the issue. I think there's a whole lot of promise, but there's been a whole lot of promise. I need to see some results there. Too harsh. Too harsh. Now, if this continues in Jacksonville next weekend, then I would probably say, you know what? We got some nice parting gifts for you. Thank you. Yes, Marv.
And unfortunately, that might be the end of his career, because if you can't make it work in Kansas City with Mahomes and Andy Reid, then nobody's probably going to want you.
Yeah, Kansas City's the perfect place for this guy. He could break his route, find other patterns. He's go across like Tyreek Hill used to. But they've got, you know, they've got Marquez Valdes-Scantling. They got Justin Ross, the kid from Clemson.
Yeah.
This guy's going to lose a spot anyway, probably.
Probably. Do you have anything else? Is it just that's the only question, too harsh, or I'm with you?
Yeah, and I really believe, I'm not trying to hot take that one. I think that this guy is just going to keep hurting this team.
Mm-hmm. A couple of phone calls in here. Karen in Ohio. Hi, Karen. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Dan and the Danettes.
Hi, Karen.
This is bourbon drinking cigar smoker 561+.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know that you are a great inspiration. And first of all, I am part of the DBC, and I am a proud owner of a Wi-Fi-er.
Oh, you got a Traeger grill?
Yes, I did.
Well, that's awesome. And hopefully you're getting some recipe inspirations. You can always get that at Traeger.com. Thank you, Karen. Bourbon drinker, cigar smoker. My kind of woman. Let's see. John in Texas. Good morning, John. What's on your mind?
Well, hey there, and top of the morning to you, Dan and Danettes.
Thank you, John.
I think I got something good for you, but you guys be the judge.
Okay.
So
okay.
I have a dog that is an avid TV watcher. Loves the show, by the way. Mm. And 2 or 3 months back, I noticed you guys were really laying into Fritzy one day about his noise, you know. And it was funny. So I know later that afternoon, she picked up a pillow and was going to destroy it. I just picked up another pillow, acted like I was going to bonk her on the head with it, and just looked at her and gave her a couple of... So she immediately drops the pillow, runs in the bedroom, and lays down in complete utter shame. So
glad, we could help there, John. Thank you. Glad Fritzy could help with his speech impediment.
We do what we can.
Thank you, Todd. Mark in Napa. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the program.
Hey there, boys. Happy Meat Friday to you all.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, quick question. Why don't we ever hear about like NFL salaries getting or NFL players getting paid by like millionaire billionaires, because they're willing to pay college players, but why don't they make those offers to these NFL players, because gambling and all that? And then second, my wife came up last night after a few drop passes. There needs to be a new stat of like an error in baseball for wide receivers that drop passes and it goes on the quarterback.
Well, we've already come up with that stat. The RCI.
Receiver caused interception.
Yeah, we came up with this, I think, last year or the year before. Kadarius Toney clearly guilty of a RCI with the pick six there.
It's catching on.
But you can't circumvent the salary cap. That's the problem with the NFL, or the issue with the NFL with these salaries. Yes, Paul?
You know, what he was saying there was interesting, though. I was wondering if an NFL team could have a collective separate from the team.
Like name, image, and likeness for NFL players?
Yeah, I know all players can get their own marketing deals with their own agents. But imagine if part of your free agency on the second tier guys, like the offensive guard, was like, if you join the Bills, we will get you a local deal above and beyond what your agent can get you.
Hmm.
I don't know.
You have a collective, just like college, where you supplement some salaries there.
Yeah, it would have to be out. The team could have nothing to do with it because that would be a violation of the salary cap. Hmm. But imagine if you had almost like a booster group.
Okay. Let's say they had a collective that had $50 million.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they go, you know what? We want to give Travis Kelce $9 million more per year. You could do that.
Yeah. I don't think there's a rule invented because it hasn't. They've never had to deal with this. It's interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to get collectives who want to get together and give these guys, hey, I feel like this guy is underpaid. Let's get together. Now, are you getting him a deal or are you just giving him money?
Yeah, you'd have to be he'd have to go to the car dealer and do his thing or whatever. Tell you, if I were a billionaire.
So Travis Kelce's got to go to the local car dealership and on Saturday afternoons, come on out. Travis will be there.
We're spitballing. We're still workshopping it.
Jimmy Lipper Ford. Jimmy Lipper.
They're moving some product over there, though. They move some vehicles.
My dad says no one beats his prices.
Nobody. Come down to Jimmy Lipper Ford. Travis Kelce will be here. Rex Ryan a little bit later on. Chris Fowler from the Mothership stops by. Hour two on the way. Dan Patrick Show. One more item. We close out hour one. Can you believe that we had 7 months without NFL? And then we had last night. Hope you got in on all the action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Can't miss offer for week one this week. New customers can get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 on any NFL game. Everybody's got a chance for game day greatness. All customers, take advantage of two new offers every single game day this September. Make sure you download the app. Use the promo code Patrick to sign up. New customers, take home $200 in bonus bets instantly. Just betting $5. Promo code Patrick, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility in terms at DraftKings.com/football term.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real. Wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.